The next few sentences yielded nothing of interest to Luke, and then what he was expecting came. Female. Negative. Ben mostly speaks. Male. You are drawn to Skywalker boy. Female. Affirmative. I am. Appealing he is. I regret. I will attempt. Male. Negative. Useful is this. Fall not in love, but fear not to reveal the attraction. The Force will convey its reality. Defenses will be lowered. Speak more. Trust more. Use this. Possibility of redirecting. Female. To the shadow side? A chill went through Luke, and a shiver of revulsion as well. Kai was urging his own child, a girl of 16, to attempt to seduce Ben. In all ways. Kai continued, excited at the prospect of a Sith Ben Skywalker, but reminding his daughter that if she failed to turn Ben to the dark side, she would be allowed to play with him only as long as he was useful. Ben needed to see this. At that moment, he sensed his son's presence and turned around. Ben poked his auburn head in, glowering.
I've been outside for 15 minutes, Dad.
Sorry to have kept you waiting, Luke said sincerely. He waved Ben forward. Close the door. Ben snorted. He was still agitated.
Dion's out cold and Vistara's locked in a room. I debated telling her I was sending her to bed without supper.
There's something you need to see, Luke said, letting his son's anger wash over him. You remember, of course, when Gavar Kai came on board, and I told you I was recording their conversation? Ben nodded, blue eyes narrowing.
Yeah? You said we couldn't understand Kashyyyri, but you knew someone who... Oh. 3PO?
Luke nodded. I think you'll find it very interesting. Ben went very still. Luke sent the transmission to the co-pilot monitor, leaned back, and closed his eyes to allow Ben to read in private. There was the occasional snort of amusement, and then Ben fell silent. When he heard the sound of Ben sinking back in his chair, Luke opened his eyes.
So she's planning on seducing me, Ben said,
his voice carefully devoid of emotion.
Trying to pull me over to the dark side.
I guess I kind of figured that was her plan. She is Sith, Ben, Luke said quietly. Born and raised. It's in her blood. You couldn't really expect anything else from her. In a way, it's almost not her fault. But you needed to know.
So that I can pretend to go along with it? Ben snapped. So that we can use her, get information from her, just like she's trying to do with me?
No, Luke said, still gently. So that you don't get hurt.
I'm not going over to the dark side, Dad.
Ben was angry and directing it at Luke. Luke didn't rise to the bait. I know that. I know better than to think that you're in danger of that happening. If Kaidus couldn't get you to join him with the connection you two had, Vistara doesn't stand a chance. But you can still get hurt. Pretty badly.
Don't worry about me, Ben said, rising. I can take care of myself. She's just a girl, Dad. So, what did you want to talk to me about?
Luke smiled sadly. That, he said.
Oh.
Ben shifted in his seat uneasily.
Listen, I need to get out of here for a bit. That okay?
Sure, Luke said. His son had been in rougher places than this relatively calm spaceport, and he had aided the authorities today. He would be fine. As the youth rose, Luke added, I know that Lando is a few days away from having the Rockhound ready, but I'm beginning to think that we need to move sooner rather than later. Start moving the flotilla toward the Maw. Lando can catch up with us.
Sounds good to me,
Ben said, already almost out the door of the cockpit.
The sooner we're done with these Sith, the better I'll like it.
As he watched Ben leave, Luke knew he was not the first parent to feel his own heart ache at his child's pain. But most parents didn't have to worry about their child losing their heart to a Sith either. Like everything the Sith were involved with, they made even teenage romance just that much more painful and dark.